This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the holy month of Ramadan, the Quran, and our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So dear friends, we are talking about the Holy Quran, the holy month of Ramadan, and our Islamic lifestyle. Now, as many of you know, the holy month of Ramadan, one of the virtues of this holy month, of course, is the fact that the Holy Quran was revealed in this holy month. So this is something that right off the bat is, you know, something that we need to really take into consideration and understand and fathom, you know, that this holy month of Ramadan, one of its greatest virtues is the fact that the Holy Quran was revealed in this holy month. And so it kind of, you know, makes us to start to think a little bit that, well, why shouldn't we read the Holy Quran in this holy month of Ramadan? Now, of course, you know, as a part of our Islamic lifestyle, We have to be reading the Holy Quran, you know, to the extent possible. I know we have very busy lives, you know, we're morning until afternoon, we're at work or we're at school, and even when we're at home, there seems to be no peace of mind or no tranquility. You know, for the youngsters out there, there's homework and schoolwork and college work, and, you know, for the adults out there, of course, there's the stress of paying bills and making ends meet and these kind of things. So amidst all this hustle and bustle of life, you know, we tend to forget the Holy Quran. We tend to forget to recite the Holy Quran or read the translations of the Holy Quran. And so in this holy month of Ramadan, one of the most basic things that we can do, but despite it being basic, probably one of the most important things that we can do, you know, is to inculcate and practically implement the Holy Quran in our lives in the holy month of Ramadan, and of course continue it in our Islamic lifestyle.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the Holy Quran, the holy month of Ramadan, and, of course, our Islamic lifestyle. You know, the Quran was revealed to humanity in order to guide humanity and to help, you know, humanity distinguish between right and wrong. And of course, it has brought forth arguments and proofs and evidence of so many different cosmic and universal realities for us to be able to understand and for us to be able to learn from and gain this knowledge and wisdom which is in the depths of the Holy Quran. This is what Allah the Almighty says himself, right? If you refer to the second chapter, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, and verse number 185, you know, you'll find these many different beauties about the holy month of Ramadan, and of course, one of them being that the Quran was revealed in this holy month. You know, sometimes we have this tendency to, you know, relate this tradition from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, who says that daily we should recite 50 verses. This is the ideal, or perhaps the minimum ideal, if you will. You know, sometimes there's some of us out there who can't read 50 verses a day for whatever reason. And so here I kind of very humbly suggest that even read one verse every single day, at least one verse, you know, read the translation, look at the Arabic, look at the scripture, try to ponder a little bit over the translation so that we can make the Holy Quran a part of the holy month of Ramadan and, of course, a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
You lift me up high, you spread my wings and fly me to the sky. So alive, it's like my soul.